Philippians chapter 3. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. It is not troublesome for me to write the same things to you, and for you it is a safeguard. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the scission. For we are the circumcision, those who serve by the Spirit of God, and who exult in Christ Jesus, and who do not trust in the flesh, although I have grounds for trust in the flesh too. If anyone else thinks he can trust in the flesh, I can do so more. Circumcised on the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, zealously persecuting the church, while being blameless as regards the righteousness which is in the sphere of the law. But whatever things were gains to me, those I consider a loss because of Christ. And indeed, I even count everything to be a loss by reason of the preeminence of knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of everything, and I count them dung, in order that I may gain Christ, and that I may be found in him, not having my own righteousness which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God, based on faith, so as to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. If somehow I can attain to the out-resurrection of the dead, not that I have already reached it or have already reached perfection, but I pursue it, aspiring to take hold of that for which I have been taken hold of by Christ Jesus. Brothers, I do not consider myself to have taken hold. But one thing I do, forgetting the things that are behind and forging ahead towards the things that are in front, I press on expressly towards the prize of the calling on high of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, inasmuch as we are perfect, have this frame of mind. However, if you take a different view of anything, God will reveal this to you too. But whatever stage we have reached, let us keep to the same line and hold to the same frame of mind. Be imitators together of me, brothers, and look to those who walk this way, as you have us as an example. For many walk, about whom I have often told you, and now tell you weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is loss, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who have in mind earthly things. For our citizenship is in the heavens, from where we also await a Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body so that it becomes conformant to his glorious body, according to the force by which he is also able to subdue everything to himself.